This is Lucy Anderson. I'm 18 years old, and the date is January 14th of 2019. I am interviewing my sister.
My name is Ashley Chatelaine, and I'm 26 years old.
Me and Ashley are 8 years apart, and she has always grown up being my role model and the person I've based looking at my high school experience off of. And so I'm just going to ask her some questions about her high school experience and what she's learned and like what she expected in her future and how her life has turned out. So Ashley, my first question is, what was your favorite memory of your senior year?
My favorite memory my senior year was cheering at the state football game at Rice-Eccles Stadium. It was super fun, and we won, and it was just very exciting. And we also won state basketball that year, so it was just really cool to be on cheer and to be the cheer captain for both of the winning state championship games.
Ashley was cheer captain her senior year, and so I always grew up with the dream of following that, and so that is why I worked so hard and became cheer captain at East. Ashley, from your favorite memory, what advice would you give me for my last 6 months of high school?
To enjoy the time without responsibility, because as soon as you start college, you have to have a real job and pay for school and pay to live, and just gets a lot more serious. So be spontaneous and enjoy being a kid for a little bit longer.
From that, once high school is over, I start college. So what was the best part of starting college for you?
Meeting lots of new people, because I'd always grown up and known the same people. And within my first few weeks of college, I met a couple of my very best friends still to this day, and my husband. And so it was exciting to kind of branch out and be able to find new people and get those connections.
Once you met them and you met your husband, where did you see yourself in the future when you started college from till then?
Say that one more time. Just like, where did I see myself in the future?
Yeah.
All I've ever wanted is to be a mom. So I just saw myself as a mom. And Parker and I, couple months of dating, knew that we wanted to get married, and so I saw my future with him, and I love this area, so I kind of saw myself staying here and just kind of following in our mom's footsteps of being a mother in this area.
Was there someone who influenced you growing up and made you want to be a mom?
I think Liz Raybould and Annie McFarlane were both two people that I looked up to and wanted to be like. They're both the moms that I've nannied for through high school and college. And I loved their kids, and I loved the way that they did things, and I knew I just wanted to be like them.
Yeah, I love them. Where do you expect to see yourself in 10 years from where you are now?
10 years from now, I hope that I have 4 kids, hopefully 3 girls and 1 boy, including twins. I hope that we are somewhere in this neighborhood, whether it's where we live now or kind of Harvard Yale holiday area somewhere. And my kids will probably be going to school, and so I think I don't know if I'd be back to teaching, but I'd love to tutor a little bit and hopefully still be doing some fitness classes.
What?
With you and your kids every day.
We are very close, and so that is both of our dreams. What is married life like now that you have a child of your own?
Oh my gosh, it's so much better. It's so fun. We just like sit and stare at Claire all day long, and it just creates your bond even stronger to know that you guys made this human together. And it's just so fun. Like, literally, just sitting and watching her smile is the most exciting thing. And so, I've loved it. I think it's made us a lot closer.
From that, what would you say is a key part in keeping a marriage healthy?
Being fun. Like, life is stressful, and everything involved in being married and, like, trying to have a house and job and everything is just stressful. And so just trying to be funny and not take life too seriously and have fun together, I think is important.
What is your favorite thing to do with Parker that can take your mind off all the stresses of being married?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard one. What do we like to do together? We used to go hiking a lot, and so we like to go hiking still, and it just, I think it reminds us of when we were dating, which is fun because we kind of just act immature and forget that we have real lives going on at home.
Are there any fun memories you have of Parker when you guys were dating that you guys can still laugh about now?
Well, I broke up with Parker for a second when we were dating, and we, like, joke about it now because he says, like, on our very first date, he knew he wanted to marry me, and then, like, I broke up with him, and so then he was like, what the heck? And so he, like, jokes about how it took me longer, even though it didn't really. I just was 19 and kind of scared.
If you could see the future, what would you want to see?
I would love to see myself in the future. Like, even just, like, 10 years from now, to see if I end up, like, having the life I am envisioning. Just, like, with my kids and everything.
What does that life entail? Like, vacationing? Does it entail being, like, still being an active working mom and all that, or describe your dream life.
Just being, like, a very involved mom. I, like, want to keep teaching fitness classes, but other than that, I prefer not to work if I could. To live close to my family, so to live close to my sister and my mom, and I'd love to have, like, fun family traditions. Like, we grew up going to California every year, so I'd love to have a tradition of, like, maybe, like, Sun Valley or Hawaii that we could do every year with our kids. And yeah, I don't know, I loved my childhood, so I kind of want to recreate it and have some of those same traditions that we have.
Yeah, I love our family traditions. Speaking of traditions and special moments, if you could go back in time, like, what day would you choose?
I would love to be, like, 8 years old again. I think that would be super fun. Everything was so happy. It was when you were born, and I switched to Indian Hills, and I met my very best friend, Kate, and we played with dolls every day. Like, I feel like that was just a very good time. But I also, the summer I was engaged, I think was the very happiest summer of my life, and I'd love to go back to that day too. Sorry, can I have two answers?
Yeah. No, that's so fine. If there is just one lesson that you have learned in life, and with all that you've been through, and, like, high school, college, being married, what is that?
That time goes so freaking fast. Literally, like, I swear I was your age 2 minutes ago, and suddenly now I have a baby, and even just the 2 months that she's been alive have gone by so fast, and she's already getting so big that it's just taught me to, like, literally enjoy every moment, because even though in the moment it might feel like it's going really, really slow, it goes so, so fast.
Do you have a moment that you wish you could have just stopped time and lived in forever? And can you describe it for us?
Right now, I just, like, I'm obsessed every day. I just cuddle with my baby all day long, and I could just do it forever. And I do want more babies, but just having one baby girl is just kind of a dream. And I would literally do this every day for the rest of my life. Keep her at this tiny little cuddly age.
Yes. Has wanting time to slow down and realizing everything goes so fast, has it helped you in raising your baby and realizing that every day is so valuable?
Yes, and I think it's part of why I don't want to have to go back to work, is because I know that it goes so fast and I don't want to miss out on any moments, especially because I know before I know it, I'll have 3 or 4, and then even with that baby, you won't be able to have the one-on-one time and be able to just sit and cuddle with them like I have been with Claire. And so I'm just trying to soak it all in and, like, make the most of it while I have it.
What is your favorite part of motherhood?
Oh my gosh, it's all magical. I love, like, seeing her smile and that she knows us, and just, like, the connection you have with your baby is just so cool. And I'd heard people say it, and I, like, loved babies, and so I was always like, oh, I know exactly what they're talking about, because I loved the little kids I nanny for and whatever. But seriously, you cannot understand how much you love your own baby until you have one. And it's just so fun. And it's just been my favorite.
What are you most excited for in raising her and, like, seeing what she does in the future? Is it going to dances or seeing her play sports? Or what is, like, one time period that you're so excited for her?
Wow. Probably younger than you think. I, like, can't wait till she's, like, 3 to 5. Because then she'll have personality, but she's still little enough that she will love me and just be really sweet. I don't know. I think kids up to age 5 are my favorite. Then they get a little sassy and a little less fun to me. I'm sure when it's ma'am, I'll love them more. But I don't know. I love the toddler, little tiny kid age. I'm excited to see
it. You grew up and you nannied 2 families very seriously, and they are like your own kids. And what traits did they have that you want Claire to have? And can you name specific children?
I love that Kate Raybould was very, like, motherly towards her younger siblings, just like I was too. Mm-hmm. And I want Claire to be like that, because she's going to be the oldest. And so I really want her to, like, love her younger siblings and to kind of be the mom role. But I don't know. I love, all of the kids have such different personalities that I love to just see them. I had a really close connection with Kate McFarlane. I didn't realize I was talking about both Kates. That's funny. There's 2 Kates. Kate McFarlane is just so sweet, and she and I were, like, super connected, and so I just hope that Claire is my best friend the way Kate was for a long time. So, yeah. I don't know. They're all very cute. And Claire's named after Eloise and Claire, the 2 little girls I nannied.
Yeah. So, just in reference, Ashley nannied 2 families, one that has 3 girls and 1 boy, and then one that has... Oh, both have 3 girls and 1 boy. Just kidding.
The family that I want.
Yeah, which is the family that she wants. And one of them was just, like, they were all different ages. And then the other one, which is the family that she nannied most, is 2 sets of twins, 2 girl twins and a boy and a girl twin. And so we all gained a really big connection to them. Was there a moment when your life changed for good besides having your child?
And probably besides being Parker, or does Parker count?
Besides being Parker.
Trying to think. Changed for good?
Yeah.
Well, I have been a teacher for the past 4 years, and I think, like, my first day or even like my first year of teaching, but like my first day in the classroom especially, just like totally changed. I understand now how I can go back to my teachers from when I was in first and second grade, literally 20 years ago, and my teachers remember my name, because you get such a strong connection with all of the little kids, and you get to know them so well that, I don't know, just such a cool connection. And so I think my perspective on life changed when I became a teacher and kind of could feel that bond with all of the kids that I've taught.
From that, in like this day and age, the world is growing so fast and there are so many new challenges such as social media and even drugs and alcohol at such a young age. How do you feel about that, and how has it changed from when you were like my age compared to now?
Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful I did not have social media in high school. Instagram came out my freshman year of college, and we had Facebook, but it was not, I don't know, we like didn't really use it that much. It was like MSN Messenger, which was essentially like texting. And I am grateful, because I think so many people now just compare themselves and get depressed, and we didn't really have that as much. I was never trying to be like, oh look, I want to be cuter than this girl because I can see her post on Instagram even though I don't know her because she lives in a different state or whatever. And so I think, I don't know, it's just getting worse and worse. I'm very nervous for having kids at this time, because there was just a lot less pressure on us, I think. Even though it was literally only 8 years ago, we didn't have the ability to kind of show off our lives the way they do now and compare to everybody. I don't know. It's just, and drugs and alcohol, I swear I was never around any of that in high school. And I don't know if it was like the group I hung out with or what, but it blows my mind to hear kids talk about being like, oh, I was at this party and so-and-so was drunk or there was this, because I was never around that. And I'm sure it existed, because I remember like knowing about like the kids that were like the naughty kids and they like drank or smoked cigarettes or something, but I was never really around it. So I don't know how much that's changed, but because I feel like you guys aren't around it either as much, but you've seen it more than I have maybe.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just all so scary. I feel like it's just getting worse and worse, and I hope that I can make it, because with phones, like kids are getting phones when they're like in elementary school now, and I didn't get my phone till the end of 8th grade, and I kind of want to keep it that way with my kids. Like, I don't want to give them phones, but then at the same time, it's like so necessary to be able to get a hold of them. So I don't know, I'm curious to see how it ends up like 10 years from now when she's going through that.
Yeah. What is one thing about today that you think, like, what's like the one thing that you think have changed the most? Like, is it social media?
Since
you were my age, or like, what's something like, because I feel like with now.
I would say social media for sure. Yeah, social media for sure.
Social media, because, yeah, it really wasn't a thing. Like, it's kind of like a joke on Instagram now. Like, you can see, like, oh, remember when Instagram came out and it was like the little picture of like the fake camera, or when like the iPhone came out and it was like the apps were like for like a flashlight and different things.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's just so many things to do, and we're all connected to our phones. Like, I even noticed it in myself, and it's so bad, because I'll be like, oh, I'm on my phone all day long, yet it brings me no purpose. And I always tell myself, like, okay, tomorrow I'm not gonna be on my phone. Then I am, because it's just like all there is to do, and I kind of hate that. So I don't know. And it was not like that. Like, I was never on my phone when I was your age. Like, we would text occasionally, but we didn't have other things to do on our phone. And I kind of miss that.
What is one way that, like, you like to get off your phone? And, like, what's, like, what do you want to go do when you're off your phone? Is that going on exercising, going on a walk? Or what do you like to do to get off your phone?
Sorry. Exactly both of those. I'm praying for it to not be winter anymore, so I can take my baby on walks, because I love going on walks and being outside. And I love, yeah, I teach high fitness, and I love just, like, exercising, and, like I said, like, Parker and I go hiking a lot. Just different things like that are the things I usually do when I'm not on my phone.
But even just, like, being home, like, I used to read so many books, and I loved reading, but now that I have, like, Instagram and different things, I'm just scrolling through Instagram instead of reading, and I kind of want to go back to that, too.
Yeah, that's a good way. I feel like nowadays, books, no one cares anymore, and, like, even with homework, people don't read out of their books. It's, things are online, and I feel like that's so different. Are different
from when you were my age, too, because, or when I was your age. Like, your grades and stuff, you can now check them online, and you have Canvas, right?
Yeah.
And, like, that did not exist when I was in high school. And so it was just, like, things have gotten way more technologically advanced. I don't know if that's a word. Since I was in high school, too.
Yeah. I feel like growing up, I always, because you and my oldest brother, Josh, they were so much older than me. I always grew up picturing high school, like, so differently, and always thought that high school was going to be just so, like, easy and fun, and I just feel like it's gotten a lot more strict. Do you think that, like, the way schools are run nowadays are way different than they were when you were in high school? Do you feel like it's a lot more strict or way more chill or what?
I honestly would say it was way more chill because you are able to take, like, online classes, and I don't know. I feel like I was never able to miss class in high school, but then my husband also says that he missed class a lot, and it's fine. So it might just be me. I was kind of a goody-good. I was too scared to, like, ditch school. So I don't know. I do think it's changed. I think it's getting harder and harder, for sure. Like, the physical work. And even as, like, a teacher, I've noticed that, like, in the couple years I've taught, like, every year they just add more that they want the students to be doing and requiring of them. And so I think in that way it is getting a lot more strict. But I don't know. It's just... And I think the world's just getting, like, even... This is, like, totally going off on, like, a different tangent, sorry. But, with, like, our older brother, like, he used to get in trouble with, like, the cops for doing silly things, like, they, like, lined up chairs across the street so that cars couldn't go through, and different things that were just, like, simple. And they'd get, like, oh, like, that's not okay, like, whatever, and they'd all get warnings. But now the kids, like, get records for stupid stuff like that. And I feel like the world's just getting more strict and not allowing kids to be kids anymore, which sucks.
Yeah, me and my friends always talk about that, and we just feel like the world's become such a scarier place, and there's so many more rules. Do you think that it's going to be... how do you think it's going to change from when Claire gets to that age? Do you think it's just going to get scarier and scarier? Are you nervous about that?
Yeah, like, even... So I teach at an elementary school in, like, a super safe neighborhood, and the school's, like, right in the middle of the neighborhood, and... It's kind of like a wealthy neighborhood. It's a very good neighborhood. And even just this year, because of all the school shootings and different things, we started the year off with the doors just being open. Anyone can come in and out. And then by the time that I went on maternity leave in October, so like 8 weeks into the school year, we had like a system where all the doors locked. And to get into the school, like even I would take my kindergartners out to their parents because I taught half day. And to get back into the school, I had to like ring the doorbell. And there'd be a camera on me, and the secretary had to, like, see the video of me and ask me what I was needing to let me into the school, because that's how scared they are that someone's going to get into the school with a gun in this very safe neighborhood. And it makes me worried for when my kids are in school, because if we're this worried now, I hope that, like, we're able to solve the problems and it will get better so we're less worried. But I have a feeling it's just going to get worse and worse. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Now, changing the subject, growing up, what was something that you noticed, like, what was when you noticed that, like, I had grown up?
I think you were, like, a sophomore, so not very long ago. I don't know, you just, like, suddenly looked like a grown-up. Maybe it was when you got as tall as me, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, you're not a kid anymore. Because even when Parker and I got married 5 years ago, you were about to start 7th grade, or 8th grade, I don't know, 7th grade. And, like, you were just like a baby. Like, I look at the pictures, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Lucy's so tiny. And now you're just going off to college. And I feel like, I don't know. It was just like one day you were suddenly so much more of a grown-up. I'm not sure if I can pinpoint it, but like I think it was like between your sophomore and junior year. And maybe it was because we were suddenly like the same size and like we could share clothes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're not a kid anymore.
Where do you see me in 10 years from now?
So you'll be 28, which is weird because I'm not even 28 yet. You will be married, hopefully have like one or two kids, and I hopefully living in Utah, and I just see us literally like hanging out with our babies every day and doing things like going to the zoo or going to the pool or just like coming to each other's houses. Like literally like 10 years from now, I just like picture us like hopefully one of us has like a big nice house with like a fun playroom, and I just see us like with all of our kids hanging out together, honestly. And in other ways, like I hope you've graduated college by then and I don't know, like lived your life and done other fun things, but that's what I see you doing 10 years from now.
Do you ever, once I graduate college, do you ever like see me moving out of the, like going traveling or moving out of like Utah, and like how would that make you feel?
Yes, because you talk about it a lot and because you've been able to, I see you traveling a lot, whether it's like as you're still in college or with your husband, like the two of you traveling together. I could see that too when you're like freshly married. And I could see you moving out of state for a couple years if you like end up going to like med school for your future husband or something like that. And I hope you come back to Utah because I think it'd make me very sad for you to be gone because we literally talk every single day and I'd be very excited for you. And for a couple years, it would be totally fine, but you can't live out of state forever, because I don't know if I would handle that well.
As you can see, we're very close, and thank you for letting me interview you. I hope that everyone can understand that the world is changing and gotta live it up. Bye, Ashley.
That was a very awkward.